This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Too much news to cover, folks. We're being bombarded. It's going to be a big week coming to keep us distracted. Distracted from the meaningful news. Distracted from all the scandals that are currently happening right in front of our eyes. But I'll tell you, this story that we found, and I'm going to be talking about mRNA because I had an interesting talk with a friend of mine. But this story makes sense. I'm going to leave you to make the determination, but a journalist by the name of Ava Chen alleges that Fauci had an intimate relationship with a Chinese virologist who worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
It was a couple of days, maybe 3 days ago. I can't remember exactly the date. And that was absolutely intel. So that is, the Fauci. The infamous Fauci had a sexual relationship with the intimate relationship with the general director of Wuhan Virology of Institute, Wang Yanyi. There is 41 years age difference. So go digging them, go investing them in their relationship when they meet, okay? Check their emails, what they're talking about, check their transactions, and you will find out where the COVID 19, or we call CCP virus, can find. We hope you, if you're listening, calling your congressman, tuning to that show, follow us on NFSC Speaks.
Hey, Judicial Watch, is this thing on? You know, when there were people, Kevin, that we don't know, we can't validate that or what. So what? The left doesn't validate any news? And oh, by the way, is that a stretch? We'll get to that in just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have a track record of fraternizing with the enemy, of letting them have our secrets. Senator Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur eavesdropped on her secrets for decades as he hauled her rotund buttocks all around D.C. And what of the hard luck Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell? You know, that clown was overjoyed at finally dating someone other than his hand. He happily dropped trow and also dropped America's secrets to a Chinese spy that he dated for quite some time. And perhaps the worst case of Chinesia, occurs with Hunter Biden. He admits to being in business with a Chinese spy. And adding insult to injury, Hunter hired a Chinese assistant, and I use my finger quotes, to do all of his work at the office. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. She had secretarial skills, but I'll leave that to you to decide. Anyway, who do you think set that deal up for Hunter to hire Kathy Hu? No, her name's Kathy Hu. I'm not asking you who. Who do you think set that deal up? You think it was by accident that Hunter Biden, whose family was getting paid by the Chinese, whose daddy had a think tank that the Chinese funded to the tune of millions of dollars, and I could go on. Do you think it was an accident that his assistant, who satisfied all of Hunter's needs, both personal and professional, do you think that it was just by happenstance that she sent in her resume on, resumes.com, and Hunter goes, oh, wow, she'd be cool? All you got to do, folks, is go back and figure out, well, when did you guys meet? Where did you meet? Look at the correspondence. You'll get your answers. So it's not a stretch at all, folks, for us to question if the Chinese induced Fauci to give money to the lab in exchange for, well, what we say in the vernacular is some strange. Would it surprise anybody that Fauci's using our money to finance his little dalliances. And nobody's wanting to talk about it. I'm going to tell you right now, Eva Chin, don't know anything about her. Not going to research it any further. But I'll put it out there. Because, again, I'm not trying to be news. She's the one who made the comment. And I think there should be investigative reporters or somebody who will take a look at this stuff and determine, is it right? Or, you know, let's follow the money. That's what we're doing with Hunter Biden. Speaking of which, when you think about that, and we'll talk about this another day. So they've got the three Bidens that have been identified. It's receiving money, including Haley, who didn't know anything about any of the businesses, but she got $37,000 or so, $35,000, whatever it was. And there's still that quotation Biden. And I'm curious to see who that turns out to be. But oh, the possibilities, the irony of Fauci using our money to fund the Chinese and his little shenanigans, and then the Chinese sending our money back to the Bidens in order to get what they want. Just amazing. And when you do the math on any of this stuff, what was China looking to get out from us? Well, they could ruin our economy. It only cost us, what, $6 trillion? I don't know. We funded the Chinese releasing this virus into our system, and I don't know who's at fault here. I don't know that it's totally China's fault. That's why I go back to, who do you trust? If I ask the question, who do you trust? Do you trust our government to tell us the truth? Or do you think that the Chinese people trust their government more? I wonder who would win that battle, who would win that poll. I lived in China. I know a little bit about it. I don't think most of, if you said, do you trust your government? I think the average Chinese would go yes, partially out of fear, but also partially because they're detached. They're like, who cares? We just have to live life. They set the rules. We live our lives. With us, I think most of us get it and would go, no, I do not trust what this government says. I told you guys, I asked the question of who's more believable or who do you trust more, Putin or Biden? 94% of people said Putin over Biden. I buy that. Anyway, I don't know about Fauci, but I'll tell you this. He's probably had, I would check his travel manifest to China, and I would see how that relates to some of the other things that are going on. When we return, I want to talk about mRNA, because I don't know that there's going to be much we can do about it. I'd like to get your take. I talked to a few friends about it, so we'll see.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I played a clip from the Florida Surgeon General. And the theme of that particular segment was going to be that we're winning in every battle that we fight in the right, whether we're talking about debunking the lie of election integrity when we know the election got stolen in 2020 and again in 2022, whether we're, the lies of J6 and the cover-up, the Twitter files and FBI colluding with social media banning true speech in support of lies, Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the big guy, all these things that have been exposed. We got more wins in the win column. And I made a comment. I said, name me something that the left is going to win at. And then I alluded that they're going to win in mRNA. And I sent this to a friend of mine, the family that I grew up with, the Mormons, Chrissy. Is still alive, and we were chatting, and she says, Kevin, I don't believe that we're all going to be forced to get mRNA, and I said, I think we will, but let me play the Florida Surgeon General's clip and let you hear that first.
These vaccines have a terrible safety profile. At this point in the pandemic, you know, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. And that's, you know, that is the honest truth. I don't think anyone probably should be taking them. They have a terrible safety profile. You know? And we have, unfortunately, a CDC and FDA who just the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Whether it was pushing masks, I mean, they did squat. I mean, they did not have any substantial impact, no benefit. Pushing masks, pushing the vaccines in little kids, all these low-value, divisive policies that they did. Meanwhile, here's the truth, right? You look at these studies of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. There was a study published a few weeks ago in a journal called Lancet, a journal that's well-known, I should say. And you know, what did these authors show? They showed that after 7 months, the protection from infection, right, it started, I don't know, around 70%, down. At 7 months, it hops onto the other side of the axis, right? So it is negative, and that continues, and that the magnitude of that negativity increases over time. What does that mean, folks? It literally means that the people who received that vaccine were more likely to contract COVID-19 after 7 months than the people who did not. That is a fact. Has the CDC or FDA ever said a word about that? No.
So finally, we have an official coming out recognizing with common sense what we already knew. And I love how he says the only thing consistent about the CDC has been their lies. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And while I'm happy that Dr. Lopato, that's his name, exercise common sense about these vaccines, I believe it will be impossible to avoid mRNA in the future. I think mRNA infiltration is inevitable unless you stay away from hospitals, you grow your own food, that you really take control of your life. Think about every place that science is infiltrating. We can grow. There are plants. If you told me this was going to happen, I would have told you you're out of your mind. There are trees that grow in Arizona that can produce lemons and limes. There are trees that can produce tangerines and oranges. And I've seen them do grape. They go season to season. They will do lemons, limes, grapefruits, or whatever. It's insane. I'll go to a tree and it's a lime tree. You're like, what? And then the next time you go there, it's oranges. And you're going, wait a minute. This tree grew limes a year before or 6 months earlier. And I'm like, yeah, it's a season now where it's growing oranges. How do you do that? It's modified. Big Pharma, folks, now works in conjunction with governments all around the world, and they do it for sinister purposes. Big Food is where, you know, look, again, what can they do? If we got to eat, and Monsanto says, we're going to dope this food, which is what they do, by the way, they dope it to make it more, quote, bug resistant, things like that. We are experimenting at the molecular level in everything. How do you think we're going to avoid this? I've watched too many shows about humanoids to think that Hollywood folks are just making stuff up. And there's a show that I've been watching, and I've talked about it before, called The Peripheral. And it's a TV series about the future. And you see where we're headed. It's set in 2032, but when they play this game, they think that it's a game, and it forwards them into 2099, almost 70 years into the future. But when they're playing the game, they think it's a game. It's not a game. They've literally been transported into the future, and they go inside of a body that has been made for them to address, to look like. In other words, you have to watch the show. It's tough to explain, but I will tell you this, it's worth watching because everything in this show is being worked on. I tell you guys all the time, Hollywood has no ingenuity. Klaus Schwab described exactly what I watched in The Peripheral. And I want to play this clip of him talking about the fourth industrial revolution. He's difficult to understand, so I apologize for that, but hopefully you'll get it. And he's talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and it does not involve people. It involves humanoids, not humans.
The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume. It will change actually us, our own identity, and of course gives life to such policies and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into a ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments with business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical, it's nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And so three dimension provides a particular force to this revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Klaus Schwab talking about the fourth industrial revolution. He says it will change our identity. Smart traffic, smart government, smart cities, an integrated ecosystem driven by big data. And he said civil society, that's an interesting combination of words. Civil society is what they're looking to create. And he says it's like, going to be like a tsunami, but not just digital, physical, and biological. We'll touch more on it in just a minute.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 400,000 school kids around Los Angeles are not at school today as support workers have gone on strike and teachers are honoring the picket line. Pay is the major dispute. Let's avoid economic catastrophe. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen would like, but she says it'll take an act of Congress to do so, raising the federal debt limit. Otherwise,
take an economy that is performing very well
and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen tells the American Bankers Association the financial system is otherwise very strong. A lot of us around the USA seem to agree. A new Gallup survey says 44% of us believe we are the leading economic power in the world. Slightly lower mortgage rates, falling prices in some cities, combined to reverse a year-long decline in existing home sales. That number rose by more than 14% last month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's be honest, folks. We know where technology's going. Right now, on my wrist, and probably on yours, is what's called a smart watch, right? That was what, when I was a kid, it was the Dick Tracy watch. And I never in my wildest dreams believed that we would actually be able to do that. I thought it was so far-fetched that you could make it up as a comic strip because it was never going to happen. Not only do we have Dick Tracy's watch where we talk through the watch, you can get all kinds of information through your watch, including your biometrics and a host of other things. Do you like it? Because I love mine. I can change the dials. I can make this watch have any face I want on it. It is unbelievable what this thing can do. And I love it. I love technology. When I was an engineer, I wanted to study the idea of biomechanics and engineering, building robots that thought like human beings and could, not replace human beings, but do things that human. That was unbelievably fascinating to me. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would really go into that. I wanted to be the one to map the brain and come up with a switch faster than a synapse in your brain. I mean, that's how nerdy I was. 844-551-8255. So we want this technology. I can tell you this. I like that a robot is building something versus a human being. Robots are methodical. It is you program it in and it builds it exactly the same. It's like when you watch these you probably not watch them, but I do. These machines that swing and hit the golf ball when they test them. You know why they use a robot and not Tiger Woods? Because as good as Tiger is, he can't duplicate it. That robot's going to duplicate the same shot. All they got to do is keep it greased and whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And it's going to hit that ball as many times as it needs to. And you can measure, okay, this is what the spin rate is. This is all because it's robotics. None of us is I don't think there's many of us going, oh, let's stop this technological revolution. We love it. I love that I can lift a TV that's 55 inches and mount it on a wall. I don't need two people. I love that this little device that you hold in your hand, the cell phone, has all the information in the world. It's got all kinds of gadgets. Half of them I don't even use. And then it's got apps. So you know there's an app on your phone that will let it be a magnifying glass. Tell me old people don't need that. There's so many great inventions that are occurring. I see. It's great. I'm glad it's happening. But it can also be used for very sinister reasons. And when I was talking about this show, the peripheral, you're watching. That show is showing you that what may seem like fun and games
can be very sinister. There are people looking to use this technology in ways that you don't. Yeah, you think, oh boy, the microwave, that's a great invention. Yeah, until somebody points a microwave weapon at you and cooks your insides. Look, folks, let me put it this way. In the peripheral, they show us humanoids that can be adjusted. I don't like his attitude. Tone him down a little bit. Make change his voice. Do this. Make him look like so-and-so. Make my humanoid look like Angelina Jolie. I mean, literally, this is what you can do with these humanoids. In one scene, they say, if you try to harm her, her driver, who's a humanoid, will kill you. They're protectors. And again, I love the idea that I could have a humanoid who's programmed to do nothing except fight for me. Are you kidding? I'll quit training. Let this dude do my fighting. But here's my deal. If Hollywood is showing us humanoids at this level, I really am fearful of the science and technology that really exist. It's more than we can imagine. When you consider the strides that have been made in computer technology, memory capacity, the mapping of the human genome, it's existing technology, folks, that allowed this to happen. And as a former electrical design engineer who worked on some of the most amazing products, I mean, I was not at the forefront. That's not true. But I came in on a sort of a switch between mainframes and very, very fast computers, supercomputers, that sadly, what I worked on, what's in your phone, is exponentially, and I say that, I can't even say exponentially big enough for it to show you what it means, but it's exponentially more powerful than anything I ever worked on. And we were selling these things to think tanks and NASA, places like that. Can you imagine, when I talk about existing technology, today, 128-bit microprocessors, do you know that when I was designing computers, we had 8-bit microprocessors? Add 120 to the power of 2, and you get what I'm saying? It's unfathomable how fast the microprocessors are today. It's unfathomable how much memory can be stored. Think about what's in your phone by itself. That was the entirety of a data center for a company. What's in your personal phone? Gigabytes. God forbid you have a terabyte storage system maybe that you back things up to 2 terabytes, something like that. That's nothing today. That would be your entire data center years ago. So anyway, I digress a bit. But I'm making a bigger point here. Existing technology has gotten us to where we've mapped the human genome. We can predict weather to levels that people probably thought was impossible a decade ago. You know how important that is? In times of war, of famine, you can predict a famine. You can predict, I don't know if you know this, the Sahara Desert was once plush. All that happened was the earth tilted a little bit on its axis and it moved, it made that region dry and it made some other region plush and wet. This is how things work. We can predict these things. We can tell you in 10,283 years, this shift will probably occur because if we keep, as machines keep analyzing the models, and the models get more and more sophisticated, the algorithms that calculate this stuff. So existing technology has allowed us to make these massive strides in technology over the past few decades. I just gave you, in 3 decades, we have done more. I say it, and I hope I can convey this. As an engineer, I look at what's happened in the last 3 decades, and I don't think there's been anything close in mankind to the last 3 decades. Nothing close. We've gone from vacuum tubes to transistors to substrate product, you know, integrated circuits, to such a degree of packing an integrated circuit into a chip that it's unfathomable. And I'm not trying to sound like a dinosaur, but it's amazing to me that this is happening.
So now we enter a world where we start talking about things like quantum computing. And the world is going to be in a completely different phase. And there's a historian, his name is Yuval Harari, and he explains what's going to happen with data and why data is so important.
Some lenders routinely use complex artificial intelligence algorithms to determine who qualifies for loans. Global financial markets are moved by decisions made by machines analyzing huge amounts of data in ways even their programmers don't always understand. Harari says the countries and companies that control the most data will in the future be the ones that control the world.
Today in the world, data is worth much more than money. 10 years ago, you had these big corporations paying billions and billions for WhatsApp, for Instagram, and people wondered, are they crazy? Why do they pay billions to get this application that doesn't produce any money? And the reason why? Because it produced data.
And data is the key.
The world is increasingly kind of cut up into spheres of data collection or data harvesting. In the Cold War, you had the Iron Curtain. Now you have the Silicon Curtain between the USA and China. And where does the data go? California? Or does it go to Shenzhen and to Shanghai and to Beijing?
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What is biometric data?
It's data about what's happening inside my body. What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Yuval Harari, Israeli guy, he... Go study what he's talking about. This is scary stuff. And I'm not trying to alarm people. Look, we're not going to have to worry about it. I mean, okay, so we get some mRNA and we get our, you know, the nanotech particles go into us or whatever. Not going to be crushing to us, but our kids are going to have to be very concerned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Some lenders routinely use complex artificial intelligence algorithms to determine who qualifies for loans. Global financial markets are moved by decisions made by machines analyzing huge amounts of data in ways even their programmers don't always understand. Harari says the countries and companies that control the most data will in the future be the ones that control the world.
Today in the world, data is worth much more than money. 10 years ago, you had these big corporations paying billions and billions for WhatsApp, for Instagram, and people wondered, are they crazy? Why do they pay billions to get this application that doesn't produce any money? And the reason why? Because it produced data.
And data is the key.
The world is increasingly kind of cut up into spheres of data collection or data harvesting. In the Cold War, you had the Iron Curtain. Now you have the Silicon Curtain between the USA and China. And where does the data go? California? Or does it go to Shenzhen and to Shanghai and to Beijing?
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What is biometric data?
It's data about what's happening inside my body. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Billions of dollars spent on WhatsApp and these other things, and you go, what's that about? Why does Facebook have such a high valuation? Why does this guy want billions of people on his site? Do you know what Facebook does? It's really cool. It'll tell you 10 years ago, here's what you were doing, and you're like, whoa, that's what we did on our anniversary, whatever. You, as I tell people all the time, Zuckerberg knows more about you than anybody, than you know about yourself. You don't remember where you ate a month ago on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Roughly whatever. The last four Wednesdays ago. You can't tell me what you did. Facebook can. It can tell you everything. It tracks you like it's your brother. It tracks you like it's your twin. I'm talking about attached twin. 844-551-8255. The silicon curtain. And Harari, who's a scientist that studies this stuff, says, where does this data go? Is it going to China? It reminds me of people complaining about getting my emails. Kevin, you send me too many emails. And the people who go, I'm off the grid. I don't get on any lists. You get on a list every time you jump on your computer. If you sign up for something that you want, somebody says, I'm going to collect your data. And they go, we're not going to sell it. They don't need to sell it. They use it. They collect your data, and the next thing you know, you're getting bombarded. You're like, where am I getting all these emails? You could set up a new email today, and within a month, people are writing to you in that email. You could set that new email up, and if you use it one time to shop or go search or whatever, it won't be long before you're getting bombarded. Hey. And you're like, what? I just set this up. How do you know? Look in your spam filter a month later. You'll start seeing stuff in your inbox, you know, beyond the welcome that you get from Google or whatever. Somebody's data-izing you, okay? Web 3.0, and I played a clip earlier in another show. It talked about Klaus Schwab saying you are going to change as a human being. Consider the algorithms that exist to deem somebody credit worthy. Think about that. What are they looking at? They're looking at patterns. What happens right before people declare bankruptcy? They can watch them. They watch their spending habits. They watch everything about them. And they say, ha, when this pattern develops, this is when people file. So you'll notice they'll start to lower your credit. You know, it'll impact your credit. Your credit card, people will lower the credit ratings and things like lower the amount of money that you have. You had $5,000 of available credit, it'll go to $3,000. And that impacts your credit. Anyway, there are algorithms, the point is, for everything. And the algorithms get it right. When a credit card company says, I'm going to lower your credit, it's warning you. It's a warning that your habits are in the types of algorithms that they're tracking. It's saying, you're doing destructive stuff, and you better watch out. And there's an algorithm. There's an algorithm for everything. There's an algorithm for everything. Facebook informed a girl that she was pregnant before she knew it. Her dad went on her page or whatever, and she was seeing all this pregnancy stuff. He's like, are you pregnant? She's like, no. It turned out she was. Because it noticed it tracked all the things that she was doing and said, girls that get pregnant follow this algorithm. And sure enough, she was pregnant. So the question we should ask ourselves is this. Why does the government, who's got the best programmers and knows these algorithms, how do they get it so wrong? How do they get the flu virus so wrong? The vaccine so wrong? Predicting this behavior, how did they get it so wrong?
He's talking about the last frontier is biometric data and surveillance under our skin. And by the way, folks, when I originally was talking about this, I mentioned I was going to told people you're going to have a hard time not having mRNA in your system. It's a technology that they need, and that's why COVID was developed. They need a mechanism to get you to take it. When I read Michael Crichton's book, I can't remember the name, but Michael Crichton is the one who introduced me to nanotech, because nanotech wasn't being studied when I was in engineering school. I'm an old dinosaur, you see. But when I learned about nanotech, and that you can make things so small, devices so small, and they could target certain areas of the DNA to turn things on or off, I said, man's playing God, and we got a serious problem here. Because it will not be used for good. Somebody is going to use this stuff for evil. That's the problem. Biometric data surveillance under your skin. So now the government can say to you, you got to stop eating hamburgers. You can't eat this. You can't eat that, because your BMI, your body mass index, doesn't make it for this. And we need you to stop it. And if you don't stop it, we're going to give you something that will make your body stop it anyway. You're not going to crave it. You're not going to want it. What does that mean? When somebody can control your habits and the things that you do, where does that leave you? I think you know. So when I said to my friend, her name is Christy, I said, Christy, this is where we're headed. She says, Kevin, I don't believe that. I just believe in a good, faithful, and wonderful God. And I'm a Christ follower, a failed one, but I love the Lord. And I understand, but I think man is trying to be God. And I think that God is going to strike us down for this. But the only way you're going to avoid it is if you don't get sick and you're growing your own food and you're off the grid, because every segment of society is studying this stuff. I'm talking about scientific. That's why they trust the science. Trust the science. You hear that all the time, because they want you so trusting that you just pop it in your mouth. Go research corn. Corn is the worst thing you could eat today. It is full of, it's doped. Corn chips, corn, and just regular corn. Just go read up on it. Don't believe me. What about other areas where, you know, smart government? Think about Klaus Schwab, who talked about smart government, smart this, smart that. What about that smart meter in your house that says you're using too much carbon footprint? We're going to shut it down. The WEF, Klaus Schwab, says nobody should have more than 2,500 calories a day. Yet we waste more food than we throw away billions and billions of dollars of food every year. Who's to tell me how much I can eat? If I can grow enough to feed myself and get plump, isn't that on me? This is the new world order. This is the great reset. And I'm telling you, if you're going to pop a pill one day and you're going to introduce mRNA spike proteins or some nanotech that's for something, or you're going to go to the doctor and they're going to talk about some experimental drug that you can take to save your life, and it'll be nanotech. I don't know that we can avoid it. I'm not telling you we should. I think modern medicine is amazing. These new knees and new hips and all these other things. But it also can be scary, because I'm watching this rogue government that doesn't have a care in the world about us. And I'm saying to myself, are they really here for my best interest? Look, I'm just raising questions. I'm not trying to give you the answers, but something to think about, certainly.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.